Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing. And this is the month of what? Restoration. So please cry out with us, restore. Restore my health. Restore my finance. Restore my family. There are so many things that we can cry restore for. Let's read again the team scripture in Isaiah chapter 42 and verse 22.
But this is a people robbed and plundered. All of them are snared in holes, and they are hidden in prison houses. They are for prey, and no one delivers. For plunder, and no one says, restore.
So, have you been robbed of your health? Let's start there. Have you been robbed of your health? The way to get it is to cry out, restore. Lord, restore my health. So these are people that was robbed, that was plundered. Have you been robbed of your peace? It's time to cry out, Lord, restore my peace. Because Jesus says, Pastor Diana, he says, my peace I leave with you. Not as the world give, the right peace. So have you been robbed? Does the enemy rob you of your peace? That you have no peace in your life? This is the month to cry out what?
Restore.
We're going through some list of things. Because we're here this month to tell you the prophetic word that this is your day, this is your time to cry out. There's a people that was plundered. There's a people that was robbed. But no one cried, restore. So they stays in that same situation. They stays in that prison wall. So we are break that this month and tell you, you can get your health back. You can get your peace back. You can get your finance if you were robbed financially. You can get your finance back. You can get, if you were robbed mentally, your mental state is in a mess. You can become mentally stable again. This is the month to call out, to cry out. We don't know. We're coming through this radio wave here to you where you are at. We don't know what your situation is. So if we call something and you in that state, then cry, restore. If you heard on this radio, when we say health, and you don't have no health, you need to cry, restore. If you hear, we says on this radio, family, my family is separated. Then say, Lord, restore my family. Bring my family back. We're here to tell you this is the month of what? Restoration.
Earlier in the week, we were in the book of Matthew, and we were looking at Jesus, and there was different people that came to him crying, restore. Some came for themselves. They cried, restore for their own situation. Others came and they cried, restore for a loved one, somebody that they cared about situation. They even cried, restore for that of their possessions and such when the boat was being broken up. So we could call, we could cry restoration for ourselves, for others, and for our circumstances, for our situations, to cry, restore. In Isaiah chapter 42, the end of verse 3 says, he will bring forth justice for truth. So if we want justice, we have to bring forth truth. We have to be operating honestly with God. We have to recognize our transgressions. We have to be willing to exchange. Like on Tuesday, we were in John chapter 8, the woman who was caught in adultery, she had to be willing to exchange her adultery for restoration. And she did it right then. She didn't say, well, maybe I'll come back to church when I'm in a little bit better situation, when I'm cleaned up a little bit. No, right then, she wanted to exchange her adultery for restoration. There was all the people there, the Pharisees, the scribes, the people in the congregation that were there for the teaching, and they were all convicted the same way. But they chose to keep their situation, to walk out the same way that they walked in, and not to exchange for, in order to receive the restoration. So if we want justice, we have to be willing to exchange it for the truth. We have to be honest with our situation, what needs to be restored. And going on in John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32, it says, then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So tying the scriptures together, Isaiah 42, verse 3 says he'll bring forth justice for truth. And then in John chapter 8, verse 32, it says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But it also tells us in verse 31, then Jesus said to the Jews who believed in him, if you abide in my word. That's the only way we're going to know the truth, is by abiding in his word. When we know the truth, he said, you are my disciples indeed. Indeed is what we do. So the truth that we know, the truth that we do, is the truth that makes us free, that brings us into freedom. It's not just knowing something, oh, I saw that or I heard that. It's having the word abiding in us, and then indeed, we're his disciples indeed. A deed is what you do. A deed is something that you carry out. Indeed, in what you do, then you shall be free. So we have to be willing for this exchange here to take place. We have to recognize our transgressions. We have to recognize the shortcoming, and then move forward from there, past the fault.
Yes. Knowing who we serve. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 is so powerful. I give you time to find it down so you can read it. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
So we had to come for restoration by what? Faith.
Faith.
We had to come this month for restoration by faith. Mm-hmm. He who comes to God must first believe, must have the faith to believe that he is the God of restoration. So here's it here. It laid out in front of us. We can clearly see it. Without faith, it's going to be impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible for you to receive restoration.
And that's good, especially right now in this season, right?
Yes.
It's just a natural example. If you're hot right now in your house and your air conditioner is not doing what it's supposed to be doing in this weather that we have going on right now, okay, in faith, what do? You call the air conditioning company.
Yes.
Right? In faith. So as soon as they get there, you see it as your solution's there.
Yes.
You don't have to know how to fix the air conditioner, but by faith,
you
cried out,
yes,
who you believe can restore it. See how that works? So now with God, when we're in need, we cry out in faith, believing that he can restore the situation. We don't have to know everything. You don't have to know everything about the air conditioner. You just have to believe that you have a qualified person in front of you that's going to be able to make the adjustments that are needed in order to bring that cool air flowing back through those vents. So it's the same thing with God. We try too much to figure stuff out. Well, how is God going to do it? You know, well, how? And we're spending all this time. I heard something so powerful at a funeral recently. He said, why do you worry about tomorrow when you have not fully put all of your potential into today?
Yeah.
So why are we worrying about tomorrow when we haven't fulfilled today?
Yeah.
If we were fulfilling today, there would be nothing to worry about tomorrow.
Because that's it. And that's why our radio program here, the name of it is Make mm-hmm. Your Day What Count. Why worry mm-hmm. about tomorrow mm-hmm. when you have today to make it count?
Yeah, you missing opportunities today. Why to worry make about it tomorrow?
So we need to make this day count. Not try to worry about mm-hmm. 2 days from now, mm-hmm. but make this day count. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Make it happen when? Now. Because he's the God of when? Now.
Now. Mm-hmm.
That's the God we serve, the God of now. Mm-hmm. And that analogy that you just give is so good, Diana, mm-hmm. because you're not going to call an AC man that you don't believe can do it. Mm-hmm. Job. Mm-hmm. He who come to God must what? First believe. When I call an AC man, I believe. He who come to God must first believe. I don't know about you out there, but when I call an AC man, I believe. I'm not calling him before mm-hmm. I believe that he can do the job. And some of us, before we're going to go check all the, you know, those little stars. What do you call
The review?
The review. How much reviews this guy got? Oh, he said, Dad, he got 5 reviews. He got 5 stars. He must be what? Good. Let's call him. Well, God got all the reviews, my friend. God, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. All of the reviews are right there. You can call him. Hallelujah. This Thursday. It's so great. It's so great. Yes.
We have the opportunity to cry out, restore.
Yes.
So, and we have to remember to cry out, restore for our own situations. Sometimes we're crying out, restore for everybody else's situations, and we're not crying out, restore for the things that we have going on that other people don't know about. So don't be afraid to use some of your prayer time crying out, restore for yourself. Restoration belongs to each and every one of us because we get it how? Through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ already, he was ransomed. The Bible said he was our ransom so that we don't have to be in a hostage situation with the enemy. We are free. God, he wants to restore us in our emotions. He wants to restore our relationships. He wants to turn hearts of the fathers back to the children, the hearts of the children back to the fathers. He wants to bring restoration. He wants to bring transformation into our cities. He wants to restore our finance. He wants to restore our health. He wants to restore everything.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.